And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great guest for you today. Fresh off the boat, literally just like an hour ago, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. He's going to have some fresh information for you and a whole bunch more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Sports Grid Radio Network, 1090 AM, and, of course, YouTube and Facebook Live. Hey, San Diego. The Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now and make it your best summer yet. Amazing offers and great selection of Ford vehicles, like the Built Wild Bronco family, with a deal you just can't miss. Your biggest adventures are awaiting. Make it Ford. Make it yours. Make it now. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, Mustad, Penn, Power Pro, MC Baits, and Olakai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And literally fresh off the boat with his extra tufts on and ready to go.
Ready to go. Captain Tim Ekstrom, Royal Star. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Great to have you, and just fantastic time on the Royal Star. You were on a three-day.
We were on a three-day,
That's unusual this time of the year.
You know, we adapted our schedule the last few years. We used to run a whole series of 7 days in September, and as we all know, the fishing in September has been so spectacular the last, what are we going on, five, six, even longer years. Yeah. So we adapted our schedule. There's more demand for these shorter trips. We had an opportunity, a couple trips, to do some shifting of the schedule. And I love running trips, the short trips at this time of year, 3 and 4 day trips. We've got about, like, 4 or 5 of them in a row. And that's going to be our schedule for, you know, at least the next couple of years, with good reason. Now, again, the fishing's been good. Opportunities have been good. This year, of course, not having that big push of warm water from down below. I mean, this is a really unique year. Doing this as long as I have, and now I'm going on, believe it or not, let's see, I started on Royal Polaris in 1987.
Wow.
Yeah, I started running it in 1989. Isn't that crazy? But so of all these years, this is very reminiscent of, like, the late 80s, even a couple years in the early 90s, and the prevailing condition is this excuse me, this ripping downhill current. Ripping all year, all season. You know, usually you get come August, if there's a big shift and stuff starts pushing uphill. You get those hurricanes right down below. You know, the current shifts and you get this big push. I'm not this year. I mean, it's just
not happening.
Smoking downhill current.
Smoking downhill
all
current.
All year. Yeah, like
wow.
Running up the beach in particular, the beach between, say, you know, Geronimo, San Martin, and Ensenada. Grinding it, running, making turns for you know, making speed for 10 and a half, 11 knots. I mean, really, you know, burning some fuel behind the ball, making 7.5.
Wow. Really?
8.2. You can't believe it. I mean, it's like a salmon swimming up the river.
Crap.
Gnarly. Gnarly. And what it's done, though, you know, it's created this giant upwelling. We've seen more cold water, again, going back to what we used to see in that
sure.
for a number of years in those late 80s in particular, where all the way down. I mean, you're above Benitas, outside Geronimo, whatever. You're 100 miles offshore, 60 miles offshore, 65 degrees, 64 degrees, 63 degrees, all the way down. So,
crazy.
Wow. Needless to say, it's been a real roadblock to a lot of the potential that's sitting down below. Now, you know, the good news, especially in the long-range world, is it's really concentrated things. I mean, the tuna fishing, the fishing in general down below this year has just been
exceptional.
Off the scale.
Huh? I mean, and why is that?
I'm telling you, man, I think it's this cold water upwelling, you know, all this productivity down there, this forage availability. As we all know, because it's billions of anchovies, like the anchovy biomass.
Everywhere. Which is a part of the upwelling.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, the upwelling bringing food.
That nutrient-rich water from down below, I mean, it's the driver of the cycle. It is the cycle. So this year, down in the middle of you know, out what we call the beach, you know, between Abrerojos and Turtle Bay, just unbelievable fishing for you know, the grade of the yellowfin tuna this year in particular is the real standout. We've seen a lot of good tuna fishing, but this year the quantity of 40 to 70 pound tuna on, you know, again, that whole section of beach, on the ridge, Lance Rock, like all over the place.
And it's been going on for weeks.
Since the middle of July.
Since
the middle of July. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was probably available earlier. It was just a matter of finding it. But
yeah.
So
why, let me ask you this, and I hate to even say this, but why haven't the seiners gone in and just mopped it all up?
There's really good fishing in a lot of places now. There's been really, really good fishing down below. They don't need to. And a lot of it, this is very, very true, and it's the godsend of all godsends for recreational fishing. It's spread out all the hell and gone. Like, we're not seeing these big schools. It's these crazy. So you go along, see a little bit here, a little bit there, 1 meter mark, little two fish stack, you know, go another mile, or half a mile, another little, you know, three fish on the sonar, a little dab here, stop, right? Hook one, drift along, hook two, drift along, hook another one, hook three, hook five, and you drift along for 6 hours, and next thing you know, you've got 8 to 10 going. I don't even know where they come from. It's like they just accumulate.
They just kind of find
even.
The bait or something.
Yeah, they just come up. And the number of times we've seen that condition, you don't see anything. You don't see it on the surface.
At the end of the day, you're solid.
Or within an hour. You know, all of a sudden, it's just like, where the hell they come from? It's like the bottom comes up.
And the seiner really needs...
Well, you see big schools. I mean, they obviously have to have enough around. What we consider big quantity or big volume is, you know...
Minuscule.
Yeah.
Minuscule to a seiner.
Say a pimple on
so
the rear.
So that's a beautiful thing, right?
It is a beautiful thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the even more beautiful
perfect
is...
Perfect scenario.
Yeah, wherever... You know, if they're not working there, they're catching it elsewhere. And God bless them. I hope they whale on them wherever the hell they are, as long as they're not, you know, we're not competing with them because, not because I'm envious, because they're just better at it than we are.
And, you know, and it means there's that much more available for them. Like, the distance to the zone you're fishing might be extraordinary compared to where they're fishing close to port.
Well, you know, they're fishing offshore. Whatever. Yeah. They've got the world at their fingertips, you know, as far as their mobility goes. They just got better fishing, which, again, thank
awesome.
Goodness for it. And we've been very fortunate. This yellowfin tuna cycle, the last couple, three, 4 years now, there's just an incredible period of recruitment a number of years in a row because there was so much warm water and it was just really good for yellowfin tuna to do their thing and get after it. So God bless them. We'll see. You know, this year being a little colder, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds. But meanwhile, you know,
mopping them up.
Make hay while the sun shines.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. And for weeks and weeks.
Yeah, this is... you know, we saw the only, there was 1 year comparable, 1988, down on the ridge where we had a period in October. It was straight 50, 70 pound fish. I remember the 23 fathom bake, and it was in green water, just like this year. We just absolutely annihilated. It was unbelievable fishing. That's the only thing I've seen to rival what's happened this year, but not nearly for as long. I mean, it was like a 3 week period. This has been going on again since the middle of July. This, none of, you know, all the new kids that are running boats. I mean,
no clue.
We haven't seen anything like this. None of us have to rival this. I mean, this is like, you know, back in the good old days, remember Uncle Sam Bank and all that? It was well known for, you know, back in the days of the tuna clippers, you know, heavy two-pole fish, three-pole fish, 50 to 70 pounders, 80, 90 pounders. That's the size fish that used to be down there. So all we're seeing, like it always does, you know, history repeats itself, the cycle comes back. There's nothing unusual happening, and it's just
a healthy ocean.
It's a healthy ocean. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
So speaking of taking advantage of this history-making bite down there, I can't believe it, but you actually have some spots open on trips coming up.
Yeah, there's a couple openings. Yeah. We have that, you know, we set another space in the schedule middle of, or the third week of October. There's a four-day trip. There's a couple of spots. Actually, there's a seven-day. It's following this one.
There's an October 5th through 12th.
Yeah, that's right. The bite, openings. Sponsored by the bite. It has
that Brandon Hayward.
Exactly. It has a couple of free openings. It has
is Brandon going to be on the boat?
I think he is.
Wow.
Year. I'm not sure. He was last year.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's a great trip. It's a fantastic
Group of guys.
It's 7 days.
It's perfect for that.
It's ideal. Go down, whale on them, come back.
And then the 4 day,
the 4 days
October 22nd.
Yeah. And I still, you know, going back to local.
Yeah, because you were just there.
I was just
there. Were you out on the bank?
We were in west of it and above it and inside it.
All around.
Exactly. I can tell you this. I never went anywhere that we didn't see fish.
Yeah.
I mean, like the quantity of fish out there is still just remarkable. And it's not a matter of, it's not a matter of finding them. It's a matter of finding the ones that want to bite.
And typical bluefin.
But, you know, you just, it's almost like every day, even when it doesn't happen, you just get this sense that you're just not on that little vein because there's like, there'll be a 20 square mile area where there's fish everywhere. Everybody's seeing it, you know, and there's like a one mile strip somewhere in that 20 square miles of fish that they bite there.
It's right.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What? Upwelling current, gyre, who the hell knows?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, like this has been going on since the beginning of time, of course, but especially later in the season, we've seen it. And man, if you're in that 1 square mile at that, you know, particular
time they want to bite.
Yeah. You know, it's hero time. Everybody's getting them, and the world is right. And if you're not, you're pulling your hair out of your head, you know, double middle fingering the stacks and stacks of bluefin going by in the fathom meter and around, you know, the sonar's 360 degrees, just, you know, wanting to jump over the side and knife between your teeth and swim down there. I mean, it's just, you can't believe it, man. You can't believe it. You would think, I mean, some of these fathom meter signatures that I could show you, I mean, it just blow your mind. You'd swear to God, you'd be better off, like, throwing a grappling hook over the side.
It's like just
yarding on it. Yeah,
so it's and at night, they're not doing that thing that they have been?
There's been, you know, a couple nights ago, our first night out, like if you were one of the handful of guys that stopped right at dusk, there was still light in the sky, and you had a school on you, it was Katie bar the door. Everybody wailed on it. You got there an hour later, like we did.
It didn't happen, huh?
Yeah, you just drove around all night and got one here, one there, and hope, you know, to accumulate a score.
Gotcha.
Same thing, you know, it's just a matter of timing. I mean, it can really get you talking to yourself because if you're just a little out of step, you're a lot out of step.
Yeah.
That's really what it boils down to. And it's not because, you know, all of us, and I've obviously been doing this a long time, it's not because you're making a bad fishing move. I mean, you can put together, you can construct a perfect trip strategically with a plan B and a plan C and the whole thing.
Sure.
And it doesn't work out because wherever you're at, you know, the fish aren't biting. And likewise, you can go out there and, you know, maybe not do it right, but you land on the right one and there you go. You
there
know,
it
you're,
is.
You're the hero of the
it's happening.
The hero of the trip.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
but you ended up with a good trip.
We did. We had a fantastic trip.
Yeah.
You know, if you go out there with a mindset, and again, we have to.
And this is a three day
trip.
Wow.
And we got to have, you know, this month in particular has actually been, you know, one of those necessary grounding events because, you know, all of our impression based on the past few years that have just been so extraordinary, you know, where it's like, oh, yeah, I got six, you know, from 150 to 250, you know what I mean? It's like that's not, I mean, yeah, it was the real world, but that's fantasy land, man. I mean, if you go out there and, you know, a two-day trip, a three-day trip, if you get a shot, you know, you get three or four nice bluefin, hey, that's a hell of a catch. You know, it's a beautiful, the grade is still beautiful. Most of it's like 30 to 60 pounders. And if you get on the inside, you get one of those big ones. I mean, it's still great opportunities. And if you get out there in good weather, you get a chance to post up in the bank. I mean, just to go out there and enjoy the sights and sounds.
Sure.
Unplug, which we encourage everybody to do. You know, yeah. We're living in the world of Wi-Fi now. Starlink has transformed the entire world.
I mean,
it's unbelievable. I have my hats off to that system and the creators of it, Mr. Musk, the whole, I mean, just unbelievably transformational for the whole world, long range included, even the, you know, all the guys on the overnight boats. But I tell everyone at the beginning of the trip, you know what, man,
enjoy your time,
turn it off.
It's like, right. Turn it
unplug.
Off,
unplug. Yeah, like
I remember the old days of going on 10-day trips, right? And you just had no communication whatsoever.
Yeah, other phone call.
You could call like a KMI that it would take like 10 minutes to just connect.
$25
right?
bucks a minute.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You did. And it was,
yeah, that was all there was, right?
The whole world listening
over?
To your phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Lame.
But not anymore.
Not anymore.
Pretty crazy.
You know, like, you know,
but yeah,
just,
but still, there's something about that unplug thing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
That's why I go fishing. I mean, whether it's surf fishing, skiff fishing, whatever it is, man.
It feels good. It's therapeutic.
Right?
I mean, the first few hours, you're twitching, but, you know.
Yeah.
After that, you know, it's like, wait a minute, this is actually kind of nice. I remember what this used to be like.
I like this.
Yeah.
You know, Tim, you mentioned the, like, 10 years worth of this exceptional grade of bluefin locally, and I think of a 20 or 30-year-old, and they have no clue. Like, all they've known.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? I mean, there's. So, like, back in the day, I mean, bluefin was one of those that you were fortunate. I mean,
it was a unicorn fish.
Dude,
it was.
Like, off a bow.
I caught a bluefin.
Off a bow, soak in a bait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a figure of speech. It wasn't funny, but it was funny to me, you know, watching from even being in the middle of it, you know, driving around, especially back in April when there was so much good fishing the past few years, and driving around that April, it was just hell, it's terrible, man. And, just tumbleweeds and, you know, but you knew the fish were there, but I was just remarking with some of this, you know, some of us old timers, you know, watching these kids that are running boats now, they've been fishing the last 3 years, and it's just like, drive out, catch 50 to 70, you know, 50 to 100 pound bluefin, I come in, hero. Drive out, catch 50 to 700, just giant schools everywhere, no, you know, nothing to it, and to watch some of these youngsters drive around like, not have a prospect of giant school now where you can one-stop shop it 7 nights a week.
Yeah, you actually have to work it.
Yeah, they're just traumatized. You're like, where are we going?
Well, now
what? What do I do?
You know,
I have to go look and find fish and with a distinct prospect of not catching any. Like,
it's like all the private boaters, and you can't just follow Booger around, all right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But again, going back to what I was saying, These are like necessary grounding events and grounding times. It makes you step back and appreciate it. You go out on a trip where you really got to grind it out. You got to put your time in at the rail. You got to soak bait after bait. And then you get a bite. You know, you accumulate a catch over the course of 3 days or 2 days fishing a couple of nights. You have three or four nice bluefin to show for it. Maybe a few rock cod. You made some drifts. You know, a yellowtail. Hey, man. So you went out there for
awesome.
A nice trip.
Pretty
right?
awesome.
Wind up with 60 or 70 pounds of beautiful bluefin. To take home. What a great.
They're all headed to Fisherman's Processing right now.
How is Mary Lee doing?
She's doing great.
Yeah, I visited there yesterday to pick up some bluefin we caught at the Coronado Islands on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And oh my God, what an incredible product. I mean, it's next level now.
It really
I mean,
is.
I don't know what changed there, but that's some of the finest I've had.
Well,
it was just unbelievable.
I hope we can get her on again by the end of the year, and she can really go into detail. But I mean, it's a complete transformation, and everybody who goes there, you know, you can't help but notice.
I mean, it's always good.
Yes, it's great.
But now it's like kind of one tick above.
Well, even more than one, and that's fine. You know, I mean, that was our goal, and we shifted. I've said it a bunch of times. I'll say it again. Like, we really shifted the focus this year. It's entirely customer centric. Entirely, like, it is all about providing the best standard of service to our customers. Prioritizing them over everything else, and you know, It was a. We took some bold steps with the whole reservation system,
sure.
And you know, we took some bold steps and the you know, limiting the storage to 14 days and yeah. Charge the cold storage fees if the fish isn't out of there because we're not a storage
and
facility.
You don't want to charge. But that's
no, the last thing.
That gets the individual in there and the fish out of there.
Absolutely.
Period.
And it's absolutely necessary.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to go off again here on the side note, but I heard my son, Duke, who's now working on a boat with us, he may have the best analogy. We were talking about that, and he said, explaining why we need to get the product out of the freezer. He says, well, you know, when anglers get off the boat, you know, we don't leave their fish in the RSW tank through the next trip. You know what I mean? Like, we can't leave their fish in the tank.
Yeah.
And because then it takes up room for the next group. And you know, it's like, we got to get it out of the tank.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the exact same thing. You know what I mean? Like, we got to get it out of there for the next
right.
You know, group of anglers. So we
and, and you guys, it's unbelievable how fast you can turn around that many. Like today, for example, Royal Polaris comes in, the Searcher comes in, the Royal Star. I don't know who else came in today.
I think I saw the Vagabond.
I mean, there's a lot of fish coming in for processing, but you'll get all that stuff out today.
Two tables, we more, you know, well, I figured we'd increase our same-day capacity by a third. We've doubled it and maybe more. Not maybe more. We've more than doubled it.
Wow.
I mean, it's just incredible. We have the most fantastic team assembled there between our cutters, the girls up front, the managerial staff, you know, Viviana, George, Raymond, and everybody is just firing on all cylinders.
Right.
Catherine behind the desk, of course, Marilee orchestrating the whole thing.
Yeah.
I've actually spent a heck of a lot of time there this year, way more than I anticipated,
and
I've enjoyed the heck out of it because, number one, I'm, you know, you guys probably figured out I'm kind of a people person. You know, I like to get out there
right,
and
right.
Get it up with everybody, and I mean, I love the industry, I love fishing, I love meeting new people, and I really like connecting with a whole different side of this fishery that, you know, we live in a bubble there. Royal Star, Fisherman's Landing, you know, it's we're like the proverbial, not like, we are the proverbial big fish in a small pond. So I'm kind of insulated there. And somebody could be fishing on the Ranger 85 or the Limitless or whatever, you
yeah.
know, any boat, name one, and they have no idea who the hell, you know, Tim Ekstrom is.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on. No, seriously.
Yeah.
No, Corey.
Yeah.
I have had the greatest time this year. You can't believe it. Because I'm back there loading coolers out and helping everybody with their fish, and guys are like, hey, how long have you been working here? All the time.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's great. You know what I mean? Like, I just love just BSing with people about their trip, you know, helping
yeah.
fishing and, you know, getting their take from their perspective on wherever they fish.
If they only knew, Tim, that you pioneered the RSW in the sport fleet.
Yeah.
Honest
but,
to God.
But I do.
If they only knew.
I love hearing about, you know, and I always ask them questions, a probing question. Hey, how's the boat? How's the crew? So I got a really good rundown. And
get the
and
inside.
Feel, yeah, feel for
it's like, what is that TV show? It's like the secret boss
yes,
or something like that.
Undercover boss.
Undercover boss. Yeah.
That's kind of what it is, right?
Undercover boss.
Yeah, well, what do you think of fish boss?
Exactly. I have an absolutely great time. I do. I mean, between dividing my time there and then, of course, I still go out on Royal Star. My goal is at least 10 days a month. Sometimes it's a little more, sometimes
yeah.
a little less, but I still, you know, I got to go out. I call it my saltwater baptism. I got to have the saltwater baptism for
yeah.
at least, you know, a third of the month because, you know.
The
I mean,
salt in the veins,
it's
man.
In my blood.
Got to have it.
Yeah. And I like getting out there with the guys, you know
well,
what I mean? Between
yeah.
the anglers on the boat and between my crew, you know, I got to go out there and catch up, of course.
Yeah, right?
Talk about, you know, whatever's going on with their girlfriends and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Be a guy. You got to get some locker room talk.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, we're honored to have you in studio, for
Thank
sure.
You.
I mean, honored and for the callers and texters to be able to text and call in. If you want to do so, today's show, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number, and Chris is on the other side waiting for you. And text the show. That's only done through the app. You can send us a text. You'll see right there it says text the show. Make sure you do include your name and telephone number because Tim's going to flip a coin at the end of the show, and we're going to decide whether the prize is going to a caller or a texter. And we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty today out of Fisherman's Line. How cool is that, Tim?
Yeah.
I mean, just great. Like, what a great prize.
This,
and that, talk about a great boat.
Right?
Yeah.
And Taro,
like,
Enable.
Yeah. I get off of there is just absolutely incredible. They run a great operation.
We're fortunate to be able to do that, to give away a full-day trip on Liberty. Again, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. And we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Anyone that's been to the East Cape knows Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best food and drink in Los Barriles, and a fun place to hang out and watch your favorite sporting event. If you're lucky, you probably had Smokey's process your fish to take home. Their quality and service is top-notch. You'll see me at Smokey's Cantina hanging out with the owner, Chris, and my buddies when fishing in the East Cape. And we always send our fish to be processed at Smokey's, too. Now Chris has added one of the finest boats in the East Cape available for you to charter for a day or more. More efficient. Vaquera. It's an immaculate 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper and Captain Diego Romero, one of Baja's best. If you're looking for a great charter boat when fishing at Palmas, Playa, or other resorts, Vaquera, booked at BajaSmokies.com, should be your choice. So, when you're headed to the East Cape, be sure to stop by Smokies Curing Company Cantina. Send your fish to be processed there and fish aboard the 35 Cabo Vaquera. Check BajaSmokies.com for more details.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have, like the all-new Talica A Series Reel. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see Shimano Terramar is the perfect rod to handle tough fish. The secret is TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. Shimano's X-Ship and HEG technologies in the Shimano Tranks combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, talking fish and good stories and right.
Yeah, I mean, good time. Good stuff.
Having Tim Ekstrom in the studio is super cool, and I know it's awesome to have you in studio.
Yeah,
Tim.
Yeah, we can see on the outdoor camera, which I finally remembered to open
to remove the lid.
That lid cap off. The Royal Polaris is at the dock there, and looks like Pacific Queen in the background. Wait a minute here. Pacific Queen in the background.
Searcher.
So lots of, Searcher is at the fuel dock.
Independence over there.
Royal Star. Yeah, I mean,
big day.
It's a busy Saturday.
It's a busy Saturday. So we'll come back in here in the studio here. And Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star here. Want to mention Rotta Week. The Rollo Rotta Week. And it's still going on. You still have a chance to get tickets. Drawing starting November 7th. It's coming up very, very soon here. If you want to get some tickets for Rotta Week, all these custom rods that they're giving away, and all of it benefits Rollo kids taking kids fishing, which Rollo, I'm going to just tell you straight out, I was fortunate enough to be presented a $10,000 check from the Southwestern Yacht Club Anglers from their proceeds from their bottom fish tournament on Wednesday, which was really cool. Thanks to Scott Sherman for making that happen and all the great people over at Southwestern Yacht Club for making that happen. It was a big deal. They had a big check and the Commodore
Cool.
like that. But thank you for them. Rollo desperately needs the money right now. It's so much more expensive to take kids fishing.
And I remember hearing Mike Lum talk about it.
Yeah.
And I forget the numbers, but if it was like $35 previous, and today it's $70.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally doubled.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you an example. I mean, we needed that $10,000 to make payroll this week for Rollo.
Yeah.
I'm just being straight out with people out there. It's not like we're some fat 501c3 charitable contribution place. So Rollo needs money to take kids fishing. That's what it's all about. So contribute. And one of the great ways you can contribute is email Tim at win@rollokids.org or call him at 951-264-7382. Get some tickets, buy some tickets, have a chance to win an incredible custom rod. And
so when does that start?
The actual first drawing is November 7th.
November 7th.
And it goes all the way to January 23rd.
Okay.
So win@rollokids.org. Just send them an email. Say, hey, I want to buy some tickets and help the cause. Help take kids fishing. That's what it's all about.
And I think I've heard Mike talk about, like, they can't sell them over the whatever. They have to call you and physically do it. So
the state of California. Right?
Thank you, Newsom.
Yeah, whatever. You can't buy them online for whatever crazy
reason. So I'm assuming email, leave your name and telephone number, and they'll call you back.
And they'll call you. Or you just call Tim at 951-264-7382 and say, hey, I want to buy $500 worth of tickets. I want to help take kids fishing. That's what it's all about.
It's pretty cool.
Of course, they'll have a big presence at upcoming Tackle Day, November 2nd, which you'll
huge
be there,
event.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huge event.
You'll be there helping people pick out plastics, right?
My whole life.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. We'll be broadcasting live from there November 2nd, so that'll be cool. And speaking of custom rods, tomorrow morning, the return of Rick. Rick is feeling better. He had his surgery on Thursday.
Hey, Rick.
And
I pray that you're here, Rick, because me trying to log into Facebook and there's a whole nother level.
Yeah. And
he's trying to do it left-handed now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the problem, right? But he'll be fine. I talked to him the other day, and he's doing great. And,
awesome.
He looks like Frankenstein on his arm, but, pins sticking out and stuff. But he's coming in tomorrow to host with Rick, with Corey tomorrow.
I might give him a hug.
I'll be out of town. I'm headed out of town. Yeah, you should. But Captain Dave Bacon and Tiffany Bacon will be here.
First timers, I think.
Dave's been on before.
Okay.
You know, he's the Captain Dave Bacon from the Central Coast there, out of Santa Barbara, doing the Channel Islands thing. Well, they are starting a new custom rod business with parts and things like that. So they're going to talk all about custom rods and things like
that. And I think Tiffany's wrapped rods for quite some time.
Long time.
When they had Hook, Line, and Sinker in Santa Barbara, that was her gig.
Yeah.
And so it's not a new thing to her.
No.
Be cool to hear. I look forward to hearing about it.
So that's tomorrow morning with the return of Rick, and Corey will be here 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. How about Tom? Tom calling from University City. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Tom.
Hey, good morning. And I want to do some deep water rock fishing. I think it's about 500 feet deep, and I was wondering a couple things. One is I have a Trinx 400 with 50-pound Max Quattro. I don't know if that has enough line on it for that. And if not, like, what reel should I be using?
Tom, I bet you it'd be close. The only thing with that is, you know, the traditional deeper water stuff, it probably wouldn't work. But if you're on your skiff and doing it that way, it might. I know for Queen Charlotte to go up there lingcod fishing, I filled up my 500 Trinx with 65 Max Quattro. And I chose it because it was in between normal 50 and 65. It was a smaller 65 and a 1,500 feet of line, Tim.
Right? Wow.
On a Trinx.
Plenty.
On a Trinx 500.
Trinx 500. Gosh, with crazy. Max Quattro?
Yes.
Yeah. With 65?
1,500 feet.
With 65 Max Quattro?
Yes. Yes.
Plenty.
Well, I mean,
you know, Taro was the one that turned me on to the Trinx 500 for rockfish. And it makes a lot of sense. It's level wine. You just want, it's got plenty of power. It's killer. It works fantastic.
So Tom, your 400, I mean, I'm guessing just cut that in half. I don't know, because you've got smaller diameter.
Yeah.
Smaller diameter. You know, you've got 50 pound instead of my 65. And I bet you'd be fine, you know. Hey, maybe call in tomorrow. We'll pin Rick down. I know Rick knows the number exacto. So
yeah, Yeah. All right.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Speaking of Rick, he's listening, and he says he will definitely be here tomorrow.
Oh, I
so
love
we're glad you're feeling better, Rick. And,
I love you, Rick.
Yeah, it's going to be gonna be here tomorrow. Yeah. Of course, we have all this new technology here, right? And if you're watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live, we have the computer here. We have the screen here that shows our logos of our valued sponsors and stuff like that. But there's a little bit. It's not that hard, Corey. It's okay.
No,
you got the full training. But there's some technique to it.
But we can laugh because anybody that knows me knows I'm...
Yeah, you're not a computer guy.
Dude, I'm far from technology.
Do you own a computer?
I do.
Yeah.
But does that mean that I know how to turn it on?
But Denora knows how to turn it on.
Yeah, just navigate your way around.
Just leave the base for me.
Yeah, I'm good. There you go. Hey, Rob the barber in Oceanside has a question. It's an interesting question. He says, what can be done with the tail sections of tuna and yellowtail? So when you get your fillets back, you have a bunch of tail sections. They're kind of, you know, they're stringy and stuff like that. Sometimes a little tougher, but they still eat fine, right?
As long as, you weed the tendon part out of it. You know, those are sinewy and chewy and not really the best. I'm not gonna even slightly try to be a chef or, you know, I can't, as long as it's good red meat, it doesn't matter where it comes from.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the perfect part for the poke or, you know,
right.
You know, like some crudo thing, and I mean, it'd be great for that.
Now,
like poisson crudo, that's the other stuff I was thinking. It'd be great for that, but you know, all the tendon stuff. Now, again, there's other cultures that use every little tiny thing.
Sure.
And I'm not sure I could weigh in on that. There's some use for it.
For sure. So take a little bit of that, add it to the number one for poke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take a little bit of that, add it in, and smaller pieces. Okay, and smoking it like that.
Oh, yeah,
that is smoking. Leave it on the skin and
with the tendons and everything.
Just do it just like that. You'll never know anything.
Yes.
No, seriously,
because the tendons will just cook out.
They do. I mean, but it's raw. It's not good, right?
Yeah.
So that's
it. Just looks when you look at it, it's like stringy and stuff like that. But once you cook it, it's not a fact.
Can I say we're spoiled?
We're really spoiled.
Seriously spoiled.
I mean, we don't, like, very very few of us on this side of the world, you know, like, take a spoon and scrape the bones and the carcass and, you know, all that head meat and all that. And there's just so much goodness,
man.
Yeah, that's
well, like,
you know, utilizable.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, though, is that it just made me think, I swear to God, guys, this year is like the collar revolution. It used to be, especially the tuna collars were an anomaly, and now it's like at least 50% of the anglers, if not more, are requesting those collars because there's so much goodness, so much good meat in those collars, and as long as you know how to cook them, how
so
to serve
good.
Them, they're incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And it improves the yield on the fish by, you know, another 5-8%, just depending on what size it is, even more if it's a big one.
So if you put your fish at Fisherman's Processing, you can request the collars.
I think
they charge like $5.
Yeah, $5. Yeah, yeah. $5 for the collar.
I've got a good one for that, man. The Weber. Get the Weber going, and don't, oh my God, just the dripping fat and smoking and just that on the Weber for a little lengthy of time is just, oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it's got all that. It's tough to wreck it because when you cook it, there's so much moisture in there.
Dude, on the Weber, it is absolutely flat out amazing. Use the real mesquite charcoal and you'll never look back.
Yeah. You know, Jeff from Sushi in a Roll, we'll see him a lot of times at the CCA events and stuff like that, or preparing sushi for people. And I watch him scraping like the bones and stuff like that for like the poke and stuff. And he says that's the most flavorful of all.
It is. Yeah, by far. It has the most moisture.
Just scraping it off the bones.
I'm glad you reminded me of that. He is the guy. Maybe you can call him in.
Oh, yeah.
The master.
Jeff, about
you know, utilizing any part of that tuna, either raw or cooked, he's the guy.
Well, you look at the price of especially bluefin in Japan, you get it at Toyosu Market or whatever. I mean, they have to utilize it when it's $100, $200, $300 a pound.
Yeah.
Right? They're going to use every piece of that.
I was going to say the price of it in Japan, the price right here, you know, go to Tommy's place over here, go down to Portland, see a nice chunk of bluefin. What are they charging for it now?
$40.
Right?
Something like
minimal.
That.
Yeah.
minimum.
40 bucks a pound.
Yeah, incredible. But that's what it is. And the quality that we're catching on the sport, that you're catching on the sport boats, I mean, the fattiness in the belly region and in that lower loin area is top notch.
Those fish out west, the ones that are around Tanner Bank and above it, they're just little butter balls. I mean, he fillet them up and they're just white.
Tim, the yellowtail this year. I've had a few pieces of yellowtail.
Yeah, cold water fish.
Dude, they're the best I've ever had from, I'll call it locally, but I mean within 100 miles.
Yeah, it's that squid. You know, dude. When they get on that squid, they're just gorgeous.
Is that what they're eating? Is that why they're not biting? Yeah, they're eating that squid?
Squid down
deep. You see a bunch of squid?
Yeah.
It's reminiscent of like a Guadalupe yellowtail.
Yeah.
Like, it's
very much so.
Exceptional.
Yeah, the squid that was, or all that fish that was down at Cortez Bank in particular in August, it's all just gorging on squid. There's yellowtail and the sea bass, and oh, man. Yeah.
Dude, we've been talking food for 5 minutes.
I know.
You can realize that? Come on, man.
Food, well, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Tom? Tom Cole from Arizona. Good morning, Tom. You maybe chime in on the food thing. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Great. Good. Exceptional.
All right. Well, real quickly here. I have two questions and just a brief comment. Now, because it's next to impossible to get on any trip on Royal Star, back in February, I booked a spot on the upcoming October 22nd four-day trip, and it sold out almost immediately. But right now, there's three spots left. So if anybody wants to get on the boat, this is a golden opportunity. You can give Tracy a call at 619-224-4764 and be prepared to have a blast. Now, my questions are, Tim, do you know who's going to be driving the boat on the trip and what species of fish might we encounter?
Captain Alex Natipadab, who is the uncontested fish slayer of all time, is going to be driving. He's a phenomenal operator as well. I can't speak highly enough.
He is amazing.
Ability, skill set, leadership, etc. Just an incredible, incredible partner for all of us in the Royal Star ownership team, and what a great guy. In addition to all of that, he's just a fantastic person. He's going to be driving that trip right now.
Oh, that's a 4-day.
Correct. Yeah. On the schedule, and I expect to be fishing bluefin offshore. That'll be the primary target species, and then you may add in yellowtail around, you know, the bank, island. The big caveat to any shorter trip at any time of year really is weather. You know, if you get a weather window, and typically that time of year, you know, these Santa Ana set up.
Nice.
First one is setting up next week, so you get that Indian summer condition.
Right.
And that's when it's good.
Well, they're calling for Santa Ana.
Yeah, light one next week.
Yeah.
Setting up, so.
Butter.
Oh, yeah. Just we Indian love that. Summer out there.
And that's
there.
When they bite.
That's when they get with it.
Yeah.
That's right. And these things are, they're a little past due on getting with it, you know. Like, there's been a couple, like I said, little flashes in the pan, but there's going to be, you can't help but think there's going to be another round where these things really drop their guard and get their rear ends handed to them, which they deserve, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You want revenge.
We got some good licks in August and July. You know, we got ours, but they're dishing it out pretty good to us here this last few weeks. So,
yeah.
We're waiting for them to drop their guard and give them a roundhouse rate.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning, and good luck on your trip. And, grab a spot because there's only a couple left.
And thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah, right? For sure.
Yeah,
great. Arizona.
Thank you.
Bring all your friends from Arizona out.
Amen.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. More Tim Ekstrom when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Wait, a 40-pound white sea bass off an inflatable Hobie kayak? Tell me about that.
I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks on Mission Bay, and the whole story began when Ron Lane lent my parents some Hobie Mirage iTreks to put on their boat and take out to Catalina Island. That's when I borrowed the iTrek 11, threw it in my car, and drove down to Baja for a fishing and camping trip. Ended up laying a bucket-list 40-pound white sea bass on an inflatable.
Dang, that sounds even better than our mammoth trip. And we packed up the kayaks in the car, snowboarded all morning, then drove down to the lakes, watched the iTreks, and fished for trout all afternoon.
Honestly, the iTrek inflatables are the ultimate fishing platform. From trout in the Sierras, calicos at Catalina, and white sea bass at the Steve Cortez, they can do it all.
And we've documented all these trips, so check out Fast Lane Kayaks on Instagram to see more. And if you think you want a kayak, but you're on the fence, come down to our shop, or right on Mission Bay, and we would be happy to throw one in the water and let you give it a try. So call Fast Lane Kayaks to schedule a demo today.
Summit Gasoline at San Diego Sports Arena is the place to fill up your car, truck, and boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Did you know Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on gourmet ice and snacks for your trip? $3.99 for 25 pounds of ice, as many as you want. That's half the price of others. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 30-gallon fill. Kirkland products at lower prices than the store that makes them. Plus, dozens of great snacks for just 89 cents. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time. Plus, 12 diesel pumps. Easy in and outs, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salad, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena. Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limit, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltus, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rod and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars, saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and so much fun conversation and just good times in here with Tim Ekstrom from
Captain
Royal Star. Title right there, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And you want to join us, let me give the 101 open line, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app.
Yeah, Chris is manning the phones there, and got a steady stream of phones, and you have a great text, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah, a lot of great texts coming through. You can only text us through the Let's Talk Hookup app.
And make sure you leave your name and telephone number so we can... you're in for the prize.
Yeah.
We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty.
On the Liberty,
So cool. So this comes from Jim, and Jim says, I just want to thank Tim for the excellent service and outstanding professionalism on the Royal Star. I've never been treated so well and ate so well on any boat in the harbor, and from the beginning of the trip to the end. The most impressive was the way they handled the fish and how good the fish tastes when you get it home, and getting home with fresh fish before 10 o'clock was fantastic. I'm totally spoiled now. Thanks again. Again, that comes from Jim.
It's just absolutely music to my ears.
Right?
And he hit on all the points which we really strive to achieve every single trip, every day. And, you know, every trip is run by an owner-operator, whether it's Brian, whether it's Alex, whether it's with my cameos, you know, my 10 days a month. But, you know, there's a whole heck of a lot to it. And what I want anglers to take more than anything off from their Royal Star experience is exactly what he said, is professionalism. We're professionals, you know what I mean? Like, we're not weekend warriors. They're not, you know, kids on a weekend or working a summer job. Like, these are professional men who take this job seriously, and our entire product, beginning from the first point of contact that we make with Tracy, or whether it's on the website, online booking, to the time they get on the boat, and they're again, their first contact with the crew, the professionalism, the politeness, the focus on detail, attention on detail, and you know, just a friendly, warm, inviting, welcoming atmosphere. We're all out there together in the same boat. You know what I mean? There's no cold shoulders. There's no, you're not in the club. There's no, it, like, that doesn't exist on our boat. Everybody is exactly the same, whether it's your first trip or your 50th trip. You know, we have that same appreciation and respect for you as an individual, as an angler, as a customer. And then, you know, that, of course, segues into how we handle ourselves when we're fishing. It's not a, you know, you guys have been out with us. It's not some crazy Chinese fire drill when you get fishing. No, everybody locks in. It's go
time. It's serious fishing.
Yeah, everybody knows what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and then that focus on producing that premium quality product, that is something that we prioritize. Of course, introducing it, excuse me, now 20 years ago, 20 some years ago, but we prioritize it, and all of our crew members, they really hold that as a point of pride. We all do in how superior our product is. And it is, I can say that without reservation. A lot of the boats, you know, everybody's doing as good of a job as they can. A lot of guys prioritize it, some more than others, but for us, it is an absolute,
that's a
priority.
Yeah.
That, so every single fish is taken care of.
Let's go through the scenario. When a fish comes over the rail, what happens?
First thing, strive for that head gaff every time. That is just, you know, it's really important. And I've found, you know, this year more than any, of course, again, participating down there at the processing shop, you guys can't believe the amount of damage that one gaff hole through the back, through the middle of the loin, through the, you know, you think, oh, it's just one little hole. It's not, man. Like, you know, you take a 40-pound tuna and, you know, gaff it through the middle of the back. That in, like, you know, say maybe 25% of that loin is gone, because it makes a big rip, and then it bleeds. So the blood infuses into there.
Yeah,
and the lactic acid.
It's just nastiness.
Well, you just have to cut it all out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it really makes a big difference. So we prioritize that head gaff. Now, look, I can be honest. You know, ripping bluefin fishing at night, and you get one of those mean bastards that's running circles up and down the side, tangle everybody up, going to the boat. You know,
he's just going to stick it.
Get him.
Yeah.
Like, if you get him, sorry, man. Like, but if we can set up that headshot, we prioritize it. And then the next part of the process is, when you land the fish coming over the rail, take it easy. You know what I mean? Slide him over the rail, lay him on the deck gently. Don't body slam it, triple indie flip, kaboom, you know, like do the showboat, flip it off the gaff, bam, you know, with it flapping all over the place. And that's the third part of the process. Instantly hit it with a spike. When that thing is on the deck, get it with a spike. No baseball bat bludgeoning it. No.
Right. Spike
one,
it.
One
and
shot
it's done.
Right between the eyes, and it's over. And then run that wire down the spine. Makes all the difference in the world. You know, we do it from the head.
Thank
I know,
you, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know the AFCO circuit breaker, they do it from the tail. Those things worked great. Great sent us a couple, and they were fantastic. Not ideal for the way we do it, because we do it through the head, but they were great and obviously served the purpose, especially on that smaller fish. But if you can run that wire down the spine, I don't care what kind of fish it is, it makes all the difference in the world. It does. It just does. And it's a texture thing. You know, it arrests that decomposition process. You get more shelf life out of it, but it really improves the overall quality of the product, the end result. And then, you know, remove the innards on just about every tuna. You know, we don't do it on little tiny ones, but if we're not busy, we do. You know, we'll take the innards out
cut
of all.
Cut the gills.
Cut the gills. Remove the innards. Yeah, it takes, you know, with a skilled hand, it takes 20, 30 seconds to process that fish, get the innards out of it. And that begins that cooling process.
From the inside.
Right. When we immerse it in the RSW tank, refrigerated seawater, which we maintain at about 30, 31 degrees Fahrenheit, all that water invades that body cavity, so you're cooling it from the outside and the inside. Yeah. And the faster you remove that heat, the higher the quality, the end quality of the product is going to be. So it's all part of this process. And you know, anglers come out with us, you can't help but notice because the guys take it so seriously. It's like everyone matters. Everyone does.
Yeah.
That one doesn't get neglected. The other thing, we don't pile them on top of each other. You know, some the guys use a fish box. Everybody does it differently. That's fine. But we never pile our fish in a fish box, ever. They all lay individually on the deck. They don't get piled on top of
each other. Because when it goes into the RSW, they're floating, so they're not smashing each other.
Yeah, they're suspended. You know what I mean? They have that their natural buoyancy.
But the fish box is what a lot of boats use, you know, where they could put...
they collect
it. And they're letting it cool down.
Yeah, well,
they
collect it, and you know, once the box is full, then they put it down.
Yeah.
And like I said, everybody
shows it differently.
Different. That's fine. I'm not criticizing you. But I can tell you, without a doubt, that the end quality of the product is way better if you don't do that.
But even the fish box and what they do, the other guys do it that way, is still leaps and bounds above the way it was done.
Sure, if it's spiked and bled and the innards are removed, absolutely.
Wasn't Royal Star, correct me if I'm wrong, the first one to use mats to lay the fish on?
And we were.
Incredible.
We went away from that. They're great. Boy, they're super comfortable.
But you started that.
We did. And it was great. But I think everybody now uses a rubber deck.
Yeah.
You know, it's rubber, the base layer, so it's nice and soft.
It's like tennis balls. Most people have
complex.
Most people have no clue what you're talking about. So they would use a hard, gritty sand, little rocks, for the grit.
Yeah, it was paint and sand. It was just like a super hard over an aluminum deck. In our case, you know, wood if you're on a wood boat. But it was just hard as a
hard
brick, man, hard as a rock.
Literally.
It's Tuflex material. It's actually, it's liquid rubber. So you pour that down as a base, and it has a little spongy rubberiness to it.
And I think they call it walnut. Like walnut.
Yeah, well,
it's like ground walnut.
It's ground up tennis balls.
Yes, right.
Yeah. And that's what we mix in the
rubber on rubber.
Those are the Tuflex. So we did away
with the mats.
Yeah, we did away with it because
easier to keep it clean. And stuff.
It is, and it was a little redundant. I mean, it was cool. It was nice to fish on those mats.
Yeah,
when you're putting in the 20-hour days.
Yeah, it's kind of like the extreme standing mat, right?
Right. But I went into this excruciating detail, of course. But it all adds up.
It matters.
And again, we prioritize it because in addition to our signature, our brand, that is a huge part of our brand, and if you're an individual that not only appreciates that elevated standard of service, but if you really appreciate it, matters to you, the quality, the end quality of the product, if that's a priority to you,
there you go,
sign up.
And
going back to a perfect segue, this year, unbelievably enough, we had two spots open up on that November trip, the 6th through the 16th. It was originally the
Stark
County Anglers, the 10-day. Yeah, they just opened up. A couple guys had to drop off that have been on there forever. Like, that trip is always full with good reason. It's a phenomenal group of anglers.
And a great time of the year.
Just like every group on Royal Star is. But those guys are really special. I love fishing with them. And then we have
Wahoo fishing that time of the year. Off the charts. Classics.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, all that tuna, yellowtail.
I expect that to continue. Unless remarkable change occurs. I expect that to continue with the volume of fish that's around. And then, all the Ridge Classics, Wahoo Draw, the whole thing. The door is open at that time of year for everything.
Everywhere. Big ones.
Yeah, big ones, too, on the ridges down below. Those banks.
And a 10-day allows you to do that.
Oh, for sure. Excuse me, sure. You got time to go anywhere and do anything. And then we have... the trip after Christmas, we turned it, we've got the traditional, it departs the day after Christmas, 3-day, 4 days. We've got a 3-day forever. Right. That's always a really popular trip also. We extended it to a 4-day this year, added one extra day, lest those bluefin are a little farther down like they have been the last few years. It's been great offshore fishing, incredible bluefin catches at that time of year. As the fish start sliding back down, there's really good fleet participation. Almost all the long-range fleet runs, a 3-, 4-, or 5-day trip at that time of year. So there's great effort on the water, which really makes a difference, of course. You know what I mean? We all share information. Yeah. We seek and destroy, as a collective, which, again, there's great effort. We've got that trip always fills up late. There's a bunch of spots. Like, that's a great opportunity.
Right, the day after Christmas.
Day after Christmas it departs. There's 10 spots open on it. I expect it's going to fill or be damn close to full.
Yeah, because it's vacation time. What else are you going to do?
Exactly. And
sit around playing with your Christmas presents?
Also, again, that's generally a good time of year for weather. Wintertime, but actually you get the Santa Ana set up. You get that beautiful Indian summer condition. And... we ran it as a 5-day for a long time. We ran it as a 3-day that always, it just left a little later, like 2 days after Christmas or 3 days. This year, day after Christmas, we get in on the 30th, not the 31st, when the whole fleet gets in.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
So there's some benefit.
Well, you know, and the benefit, yeah, of course, of going back to the fish processing side, yeah, of it, man, it's way better to be, yeah, the only boat.
Yeah.
You know,
perfect
depending
time
on where, you know, what boat gets in early. I mean, somebody's, yeah, always first and somebody's always last, no, yeah, matter how,
well,
you slice,
well,
it.
Well, let's try and sneak in a call here before we break.
Let's do it. How about Alex in San Carlos? Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I know Guadalupe Island isn't going to be open probably for a long time, but I was wondering if it's still open to shark diving. And then, obviously, Captain Jim has any stories about the tax man out there, anything pretty rad that he's ever seen.
Oh.
I think there's some research trips as far as diving goes, but the commercial diving operations, you know, commercial passenger diving operations,
yeah,
they got shut down as well in the interest of preserving, you know,
what?
Nature and its in
preserving
its,
what?
In its pristine state, I suppose.
Yeah,
I don't go down too far down that rabbit hole. But I mean the shark stories, I'm like in the realm of shark stories, it's like If I started to tell the stories, people's eyes would just glaze over because,
yeah, yeah,
they don't believe. It's not even believable.
Yeah.
You know? It's like they're, you know, like have a 40-pounder at gaff, you know, one gaff length away, and having a 15-footer, a 12-footer fly out of the water, you know, 8 feet in the air with a fish in its mouth,
right in front of you,
right in front of God and,
wow,
everybody. We've had multiple hit the boat when they jump.
Wow. It's cool until it isn't cool.
Yeah, we had with yeah, anglers fishing back there in the skirt, we had one fly out of the water, breach for whatever reason, and knocked the corner piece out of the,
what,
rail on the way up. Yeah, like,
wow.
Boom. You know,
whoa.
The corner piece went flying, came back.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like,
watch out.
I've seen so many of them jump next to the boat. It's a behavior there. I don't know why they do that, like, but... It, like they really enjoy it at times, you know. It's,
yeah,
like, damn, that's
crazy.
And the rail a couple feet.
And real quick, what's the prognosis for us ever going back to,
well,
see this?
You know what,
place?
Man? I think that there's definitely a lot of interest in restoring both the diving, the shark diving, as well as the fishing. Certainly, the business community in Ensenada is 100% in favor.
All right.
And you know, with the change in administration
next week, new president,
right,
Mexico.
Let's hope that there's some,
they start to see the economic benefit,
well,
millions and millions,
yeah,
of dollars of revenue,
literally, and,
yeah,
and at no cost to the environment, and,
right,
and everybody's on board. You know, if there is an opportunity to go out there and have observed trips that you know, if we need to refine our gear, if we need to refine our schedules, minimize the footprint of the boat, there's a,
yeah, but
whole,
come on,
whole,
I
lot.
Mean, really,
there's
a lot,
like,
there's,
yeah,
room to work with it, right?
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm,
yeah,
saying there's,
yeah,
there's room to work. And,
so
and,
it's certainly, it's not anything in the near future, but something for the possible future.
I think so. I do.
Yeah.
Right. Like, let's
see what this new administration,
that's exactly,
brings.
Right.
He's probably all for
she.
All for she. That's, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah.
All for Mexico. All for the prosperity of Mexico, as we all are, and let's hope that's the case. She sees this as a, hey, this is good for Mexico.
Nothing,
this is good for the people of Ensenada.
Yeah, yeah, nothing would make us happier than to go down there and infuse a couple, $3-5 million a year into the economy in Mexico.
Right.
I mean, in Ensenada. I mean, please,
bring it on.
Yeah,
all,
please,
right,
let's do it.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Tim Ekstrom on the Let's Talk a Cup app and the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing from the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.